back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the crab cake season, into the baseball playoff season, this close to the Ravens beginning. We're going to be back out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour next week. We're going to be at Pappas in Glen Burnie, the new Pappas. Not up here in Hunt Valley, not Parkville, not the one in Bel Air, which really is the new one. I've never been to the Glen Burnie Pappas. I'm looking forward to it. The 29th, we'll be there 2 to 5. We're going to have Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman joining us. Also, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, making sure that summer leaves us in the right way. I got my windows open. It's cracked. The Orioles are in first place. They're trying to win. They're home. And we're trying to keep them in Baltimore. Bill Cole joins us now from Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. He is recovering from yet another Mako in Ocean City, Maryland. Bill, had a heck of a time, man. I mean, governors, senators, county executives, leaders, mayors, business owners, you know, what a time. And everywhere I went, it wasn't even, how the Ravens going to do? Or, hey, the Orioles going to win the World Series? It's, how are they going to get this creep to sign a lease? So a different kind of civic conversation than we've had here over 30 years and 25 years of having WNST. What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm good. It was a fun time. I do enjoy, it loosens up a little bit. People's guards are down. It's at the beach. It's kind of fun mixing that place that you went to as a kid. And then all of a sudden you're kind of trying to not necessarily do business, but see a lot of people that you don't get to see on a regular basis. And I do personally really enjoy the connecting part of it. Like, you can meet a new person that, you know, you like and you think is useful in the universe. And then you can sort of bring them in and introduce them to lots of people. And I find a lot of satisfaction out of those connections. So,
or people you know of that you've never had a chance to talk to. Somebody you see in a room, you're like, hey, I met you once, and in my case, being the public figure, I stand in the middle of Fagers and people come up and like, I went on that road trip to Green Bay with you. I went on that trip to Philadelphia. Oh, the one with the carpet came up. Yeah. So I started telling them I'm doing this 25th anniversary. I said, every memory that I've ever had that anybody comes up and says, I remember the time I blanked with you, at WNST. That's what the celebration's about. So it gave me, I got two or three ideas from people because they came up to me and they're like, hey, you never talked about the time you blanked. And I'm like, oh, yeah. The monkey in the studio. Everybody remembers the monkey chasing me around the studio. They do remember that. I get that one more than anything else. What do you make of the Oriole thing? I mean, you were drinking in that corner, and I was over in this corner, and we were going. I don't think we really had any conversation at all about the thing everybody was talking to me about, which is the Orioles are red hot, and they don't have a lease.
Yeah, I think I have such a bad taste in my mouth because of the, well, wait a second. Are you going to suspend me if I talk nasty about them? Cause
about who?
About the Orioles. I hear that happen.
My name's Aparicio.
I think I just have so much pent up disappointment from the last decade, that it's like when they kind of take these missteps in the middle of what is an amazing season, you're kind of like, yeah, I guess we should have expected that to come. Oh, they spend the announcer. That's weird. Oh, they still haven't signed the lease. That's weird. But
we thought really the kid couldn't be worse than the old man. We really believe that, right? Like, we knew the old man was a demon, an awful human. We didn't think the kid can't be worse. You know what I mean? Like, it just
now
can't
it's
be.
That unnamed manager that hides in the closet that is the one that suspended him, right? Like, we don't know how it happened, but it'll never happen again. Well, that is just, why not? The easiest thing to do in the world is to accept responsibility for something
that is yours.
Yeah. Well, even if it's not totally yours or you feel like it's shared, it doesn't matter. The minute you sit down and you say, that was on me, I'm the top of the organization, everything is on me, right? So that's my mistake. We're going to fix it. All of a sudden, all these other people pop up. And then like, well, no. You don't have to say that, John. That's not true. You weren't actually in the room when we decided to do that. I did that. And then this other guy says, well, no, hold on. You only did that because we convinced you to do that. And then all of a sudden, it's really easy for people to all share the guilt, right? The mistake.
Well, the
And that's how
press
you build
release that they
teams. That's how you build
crafted
teams.
for Kevin Brown on that Friday night and dropping it on a Friday night with his face on it and Greg Bader's name on it. I mean, Greg Bader is a punchline. You know, has been a punchline for 30 years here in my case, but because he hides. He's the spokesperson who doesn't speak. It's like Chad Steele saying he was a brand manager. I'm like, what brand have you ever managed? What brand have you ever built? So they get given these billion-dollar brands that stand for Cal Ripken and Brooks Robinson and Boog Powell and Jim Palmer or Ray Lewis and John Ogden and Ed Reed and don't even understand the genesis of how it was built on the backs of fans, on the backs of people, on the backs of businesses, and really on the backs of government sticking their ass out because that's how the stadiums got built. Government
Okay.
had to be involved. Once we lost Ursae, and that picture of Ursae wagging his finger in Mayor Schaefer's face in that press conference has popped up again, and that's pretty much what John Angelos is doing to Wes Moore, just not at a press conference, wagging his finger, give me more, give me more, and Wes is like, dude, we got a football owner across the street. Can you imagine Bisciotti laughing at this at Fredo, trying to take the land? And get $300 million more, knowing that he doesn't have to do anything. That if Angelos is actually successful, he gets the money too. So John could say, "Hey, Steve, I'm fighting for you. I'm trying to get you $300 million more from the people. We're going to rip the people off more because we're billionaires and we can't afford it." Then the New York Times piece comes out, and he basically is pretending that they don't get revenue from everywhere else that equals $300 million. The stupid fans all think. I got in for $8 and I didn't buy any beer and I snuck my food in. And, you know, that's how I'm going to see the Orioles. Well, that's not how they're going to pay Adley Rutschman. They're going to pay Adley Rutschman out of the pool money because he's got $300 million a year revenue coming in. $300 million a year and he's crying poor, crying like he couldn't afford players. Dude, this is a con game. This is a con act that's going on with this baseball team. And it's like Trump. It's how many people will believe it? And how many people will research the truth about how much money that baseball team throws off that you don't see and I don't see, that doesn't come in the
Well,
stands?
all right. So let's preface it. Number one, this is extremely complicated, right? So you're the juxtaposition of major league sports, you know, a modern American city, state government, like
A
you've
rare
got,
state government, because
right,
most state
you've
governments don't share a place like Baltimore in the middle where people in Cumberland and people in Crisfield care about it enough politically that
Right.
Carl Anderton comes in from Wicomico County and says, yeah, let's give the city folks something. You know,
Right.
because that doesn't happen in other, doesn't happen in Arizona, it doesn't happen in California, it doesn't happen in Florida. That things don't get built like this. And that was the part for all the politicians at the beach to say to me, you know, this would never happen in Alabama. This won't happen in Tennessee. And Carl Anderton informed me this. You know, in Tennessee, it's not the state that gave the Titans $2 billion to build a stadium. It's the county. That county is so rich. The downtown Nashville County, Cumberland County, they're so rich. Their Johnny O and their Stuart Pittman is so rich. They can do a $2 billion bond to put a stadium in because it's actually going to like have country music festivals. It's really going to affect hotel rooms. They're really going to bring Guns N' Roses or Ed Sheeran or whatever in, Billy Joel, Taylor Swift for a month. She'll do a month residency in Nashville and it'll be insane, right? She'll make $100 billion, but the city will be full and they'll pick a month when nobody's there, which is impossible. But they don't have any money for baseball. They already gave $2 billion. The county gave $2 billion to build a stadium. Where's Nashville coming up with $600 million for John Boy? Not.
So it's really complicated. I think that the entire discussion around, in order to pay the players, we're going to have to raise the prices. There's a question about, you know, at what point do you carve out half the demand for tickets because there's people can't afford them anymore. You know, like that whole discussion, that is potentially negotiating 101, right? Where you like try and start way over here and paint this awful picture. Like, well, I don't care. I'll just raise the ticket prices, you know? It's like, or I won't. I'll keep them cheap enough so that 7,500 people show up and watch you lose, you know. 100 games. So I that you could take that and make that a complete throwaway that really has no bearing. It really has no data behind it or how I even believe those decisions are being made, right? Because to your point, there's a much more complicated income statement and balance sheet that's going on that lets you decide whether you what you want your payroll to be. And I don't know who over there has shown the interest to compete using potentially payroll. That's not, that isn't even the general manager they hired, right? They hired a guy who
Is going to bring them young and cheap.
right, he learned how, right, he's going to use the data science to find a way to win with cheap players. So that is, you know, like watch the actions, not the words, right? These are the things they're doing. My concern, Ness, is his argument around the stadium complex, you know, as a large scale development city uplifting
That he should
concept.
own. That he should own.
Yeah, I mean,
That
that's
he should own.
people are gonna buy into that because it pushes the buttons and it says the right things. Like we've been railing on the Orioles. Look, when you're terrible and you're not investing in the team, all the ecosystem suffers. All the restaurants suffer. I mean, when 7,500 people go to a game, you know, nobody's eaten a crab cake anywhere in the city that night because of the
I
Oriole
remember
game.
when it first fell apart. Back at the turn of the century, because I moved downtown in 2003, and it was, I mean, it didn't take long to go from 1997, 1998, full skyboxes to, oh, there's the Nationals in 05, literally, and then it was over. It was just over. Then we didn't even have any expectations that people would come, not even when they were winning. In 12 and 14, they won in 14. 15 should have been a banner year with 3 million people. It wasn't. Even when they started winning again, the fan base was fractured and different because of the Nationals and Masson. But I remember going over to Balls when it was still Balls, I think. It might have been the Pratt Street. It wasn't the Pratt Street Alehouse. That space, the space that's Balls. This, you know what I'm talking about. I remember going over there when I first got married. It was 03, oh, it was 04, and it was in like May. And the and like Tampa was in or whatever. And I remember going over there and sitting there with my wife from 5 until 7 o'clock. And the games were 7:30 back then, right? And there weren't 10 people in the bar on a, like a Tuesday or Wednesday night. And this is 20 years ago, so it's ancient history. But I remember the first time I saw that. The first time I saw, and Pickles is its own thing. That guy's done a good job with his outside that. He has become their outfield porch, and now they're trying to put him out of business, right? Like everything they've done is building the deck inside, $5 beers, come early, get here on Saturday. We'll send a player out to the bullpen to sign autograph. Like all of that that they've done is to put Pickles out of business, right? In the same way they
But
wanted me
that's
off the deck from hand and club with
hold
Zach.
on, but you cannot get mad at them about that. That it does it's not okay to be mad, right? Like that is capitalism and our competitive spirit. Now, where that gets really weird is, are they able to do things at a lower price, making it unfair competition because they get government funding, right? That is the subsidizing that everyone claims about with China, right? Like, oh, China, they just subsidize their stuff and US manufacturers can't compete and
Yeah,
all
the
that.
U.S. buys the corn from them and gives it to people for free, right?
So
And they buy it
if
at cost.
So right, so if they're selling a $5 beer because it really was an $8 beer, but those $3 are getting sucked up by government funding, then that is an unfair advantage over the guy trying to sell an $8 beer because he's got to sell an $8 beer. But by the way, nobody needs to sell an $8 beer. We all know that. So like the problem is, how do you protect an ecosystem of healthy capitalism? Right, that is really the big number, right? You build these mecca facilities, you draw all these people down. The economic impact is all of the ecosystem that comes from that, the hotel rooms and the dinners and the other tours that they take, or the other, you know, that's where you take
I bought into that,
baseline.
Bill. I bought a condo right here. I lost a
Right.
quarter of $1 million buying a condo because the promise of 80
Okay.
nights of summer
I
and the
got it.
promise of what that was going to mean for the tax base and crime. I mean, I'll take the look, I can take the Harford County position on that very easy. It's too much crime. I'm not going. Okay, that's the modern era, but that's not where it was in 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, when it completely fell apart and people stopped going because of all of the, because it was a bad product. Not because
Okay.
they didn't want to stay at the hotel or they didn't want to have dinner at Phillips or they didn't want to go to Ruth's Chris. They didn't want to go see the baseball team at any price. I know this. I was on the radio every day reporting about it.
So the fans are gonna root for Angelos to get all the money because in his redevelopment, he's likely to make it safer to park, to get in, a place to hang out before the game, right? Like all these amenities that come with that stadium complex. The government officials, they're going to root for it because he's going to tell them all the economic good that's going to come to the city by doing this redevelopment. So what my concern is how do you disprove these claims? How do you undermine, like you can either be okay with it or you cannot, right? And if you're not okay with Angelos because he's the owner of the baseball team by default being in this position to get advantages that the rest of the universe isn't allowed to get, right? But how do you how,
There's
he
already an advantage. They give him $600 million.
I understand, but what he's saying is
Six hundred million to the good. I'm not
if
gonna
you
man.
want
I'm not gonna
I
let him
get
wear a
it
white hat. I'm
I
not.
get it. But if you want modern day baseball to work, the pitch is look at Atlanta, look at these other places where it's the stadium, it's that 80 nights, and it's this entire ecosystem, live, play, work, that all folds into that. That's the modern way we're going to make baseball work because it doesn't work just by itself anymore. Which, okay, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like I don't have enough data to
It
argue
doesn't
that.
work as in that way anymore because their television model is broken, is gone. The 1995 model is over. The model where we build a new stadium and rub your feet up in the club level and get you Chardonnay and bring you some beef Wellington, that's not good enough anymore. That's not good enough, right? Like, so what is good enough?
That's
You
what I
know what I mean?
mean. I
What is
find
good
it
enough? Because
very.
they don't have acreage. They're not rebuilding the stadium in Owings Mills. The stadium is there. The team is built. The city is built around it. And I think fundamentally, by the way, Bill Cole's here, Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. We're fighting about the Orioles because it's important. Fundamentally, Major League Baseball does not envision John Angelos being the owner of this team 5 or 10 years from now when that complex is built, right? Theoretically, they want to get rid of him. That once the old man
I'm telling you right
expires,
now,
they don't want him being the dreamer of the dream. First off, he doesn't know what he's doing. He has no concept of anything, no plan, no nothing other than his hand out for money, literally, in a project that can't be done. And architects would say, whatever you think we're going to build underneath of those ramps can't be built. There's a tunnel underneath of it.
I'm
So
telling you right now, the New York Times piece is John getting the playbook from Major League Baseball that they want him to deploy, and him saying, "Guys, I'll be a good soldier.
dude, it's not
I
at
want to be
all.
in the
You're
club. I want to be
now
in the club.
you're speaking
Here
now
we
as a
go."
fan that doesn't know and I know. So I'm going to go phone caller on you.
All right.
Nobody in Major League Baseball speaks to him. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants him around. He doesn't call them and he doesn't accept their calls. So to think that there's any buddy that Major League Baseball is saying, "John, why don't you go to the New York Times and cry poor?" And that is not orchestrated. I
You
promise you.
cannot.
I
Okay,
promise you,
fair
Rob
enough.
Manfred found that piece
Fine.
on Tuesday and said, "God, this kid is stupid. And I can't even get him on the phone and save him from himself." They cannot get him to shut up. They cannot get him to sit down. Rob Manfred can't get John Angelos to meet with him.
Wait a second.
Neither can Wes Moore, by the way.
Why would Rob Manfred think that John Angelos is stupid when he is out there trying to set an example for every other owner in Major League Baseball to go to their municipalities and get hundreds of millions of dollars to build development that make their franchises worth tens of billions because it's apartments and shops and retail and all this stuff. Like, that is every mega millionaire person that owns these teams. Like, that is the play. He is fighting the good fight on behalf of all the owners. Give me that 600 million. Give me 900 million. I want, if I can do that, look, I'm pointing to Atlanta because that's what they did in Atlanta. Atlanta's not better than us. Why can't we be Atlanta? And then Baltimore does it. And then Milwaukee comes out and says, why can't we be Baltimore? I mean, we're just as good as Baltimore. We're Milwaukee. So give us lots of money. Like, we need, yes,
Milwaukee
we want.
built their stadium
Right. So
in a
now I want
parking
a
lot
billion
at the end
dollars.
of nowhere, right?
So now I
Clearly.
want $1 billion to develop up around it. Right.
Because tailgating was important until, by the way, if you tailgate in Milwaukee in the baseball parking lot, Johnsonville, are you ready for this? They're the sponsor of the outhouse. They're the
Right.
sponsor of the big barn where you go and pee. I peed there with Jack Harbaugh. I know this is true.
I
So
just.
in Milwaukee, the tailgate and the bratwurst and the beer and charging you $50 to park because that's going to be the drive-in vig, you know, because they can't make any money on every sausage you're burning out on the grill. They're not made. They didn't make
Right.
Wise Markets is making money on that, not you. So the point of what Philadelphia does, which is we have a bar in the middle of all the arenas and it's giant and it's Xfinity
Sure.
and come on in and
Sure.
beers are $12 and pretty
Sure.
girls will hand them to you.
Sure.
Like, I get that, but that's not what this play is going to be.
I get it.
Mind that Angelos's
My
daddy wanted that
concern.
hotel all along, right?
Right.
He wanted the Hilton 20
Right.
years ago.
My concern is it just for a guy who doesn't talk much, and then when he normally talks, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, this is what we're dealing with. That piece smelled very much like a politically controlled, like how a guy running for Senate would talk, right? Like, these are my talking points. These are the things I need to make sure I get in the article. And it seems very collaborative, where there is a very specific group of people who would stand to benefit if this becomes the
Well,
norm.
I love that I talked to you before I talked to Tyler Kepner because he wrote the piece for the New York Times. He's coming on. That's interesting. All of my research tells me that there is no collusion with John Angelos in Major League Baseball. He is completely
Yeah,
a
maybe.
rogue candidate at this point. And he's a rogue candidate that, quite frankly, they don't want John Angelos cutting any deals in Maryland because at some point they want to cut John Angelos out.
It wouldn't be the first time I've been called a conspiracy theorist, right? Like, that's okay. I can make some stories up and
Though I
like,
agree with your point that this
but I
is
would
out
ask
of
him.
this is John Angelos's consultants and
Right.
his lawyers telling
Okay.
him, get yourself in the New York Times as a leader of men. I mean, John Angelos just happy to see his name and his picture in the paper at this point. He's Fredo. He's been off in the woods all this time. He didn't want questions at that press conference, but he sure liked sitting there, didn't he? Back in May, you know, he's
So,
never been a big deal in his life.
right.
He's never been famous or infamous, and he's about to be infamous. He wants to be significant, but he doesn't know how. And if he really wanted to curry to local people and sell them his bullshit, this is a great forum for that. He could sit here and try to convince me that he's smarter than he is, that he has a fixed idea and a full idea, and that it's executable. And that this money that he's asking for isn't lining his family's pocket, that it's designed to help the city. And he can't do any of that because he has no credibility and he has no
Well,
trust and he's a liar, which is what my letter to him 2 weeks ago, which was about, which is you've been lying from the minute you open your mouth. So now you're going to go to the New York Times and lie about crying poor, that I can't afford this and I can't afford that. And Tyler Kepner should have said, well, here's the 110 million you got from revenue last year from the teams. Here's the BAM revenue. Here's the club revenue. It's $300 million, and he's operating a $65 million payroll. Please, 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 don't believe a word of what you read in the New York Times about him crying poor. It's
So So one of the problems we have is, again, and I mentioned this earlier, I have, 10 years of built up distrust, right? Like we have all the scars from the past. So there's no way this guy would ever get a fair shake, right? Like he can't get a fair shake because of all of the history that has happened. So I don't really
If you can't
know.
get a fair shake because you've lied, shame on you.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm not saying it's not fair to be in that position. I'm just saying this is the uphill battle that he is facing. My question for the author would be, like when he talked, and I don't know how long they sat together, but like you can tell when someone is being genuine and talking to you versus giving you a rehearsed line or having to like contemplate how to answer your question to fit into the box that they are trying to manage. I would be really curious. I mean, that guy, he's been around a while, right? Like he knows how to read people. He can tell when people are lying to him or they're giving him the line that I was supposed to give you. I'd be very curious how he felt about that discussion. Look, we talk enough. I know your default position. Like,
My default position is it could be great. And that complex, if it could be built on to be made better and there was still parking, I like all of that.
okay.
But I like someone with credibility and someone like Larry Lucchino 35 years later, or like Marty Conway, or like the people who, Janet Marie Smith, the people who built it. They came out in 1988 and said, we're building a stadium. In 1989, we fought about it. 1990, fought about it and went down to Annapolis. I've told you 100 times, Stedman wanted the stadium in Port Covington, which is now Baltimore Peninsula. I saw those people down at Mako last week. So there was a public forum. I don't know that it was a debate because it was their money, not ours. And Camden Yards got built red, not silver, right? Like they did what they wanted to do in the
You're
end.
like,
But
you're.
there was a true feeling, and I was at the paper at this time trying to evaluate all this, right? There was a feeling that this would rise the city, that it would be our gateway arch. It was, until the product on the field was completely mismanaged by Peter Angelos, and solely by Peter Angelos for the first 25 years of this disaster. That's now, we're now 32 years into this. So
I think
go ahead.
my concern is that you're two steps away from like supporting a plan that appears to, do this uplifting that you're talking about, right? But you'll never be able to get there because of the perceived architect or the benefactor or whatever. So I think let's if the goal would be to, in further investigation around this concept is like, what are the actual projects that will actually bring tangible benefit to the city and the underserved population and the people who need jobs and, like what are those
Dude, they
projects?
put a golf driving range down there in the middle of nothing, and that's economic development? I don't. Okay, I mean,
Right.
first off, I'm not a golfer, and that's fine, but like, okay.
It's a tourism thing. I like it, in cleaning up a part of town that is, fairly decimated. So nobody was moving in next to the casino anyway, right? So
I
I
gotcha.
don't know, right?
But the
But
casino was supposed to be its own thing that it hasn't been. It's been a lot of bullshit. It's been a lie.
my question for them is just, what are these projects? Like my suggestion to Wes would be get granular. Like assign somebody, stadium authority, whomever, whatever, I don't care.
Study.
I hate studies. Studies seem like a huge waste of money, but whatever. I guess you got to do them. I understand. Just get into the projects. You know what I'm saying? Like evaluate the projects themselves. Don't just wholesale. And there's not enough time because they've all waited too long. Like this conversation should have started 5 years ago.
2018, correct.
Yeah. I mean,
Just
this
like
is.
Manny Machado, right? Just like where they are with Rutschman and where they are with Henderson, that these kids keep hitting the ball. This guy screwed up. By the way, the other part of this, and I know I have to let you go, John deep down believes that He's acting as if he will own the team the next 25 years. I think deep down, Major League Baseball has told him and his family, dude, you're not going to be the one. So go get the $900 million. Go improve this for when you sell it, it will create more value for you. So in the end, whatever we're giving the Angelos family in this case, above and beyond the first $600 million, which is pretty freaking generous, by the way, that if there was more to get, all that's going to do is upon sale, when the old man expires and mom's gone, when the sale happens to Mr. Big, the sale price will be bigger because the project won't be what Oakland is, which is depressed right now, right? It's
Or,
not, it
right.
won't be a depressed project. It'll be a burgeoning project that he stole money from the government that Mr. Big's going to have to pay him for. So that's really, this is his chance to bite the apple one time, as I see it, because they're going to throw him out. Now, he's not going to say that. He might not even believe that. He believes all sorts of things that apparently aren't true, including that he's taller. But
Or
those are
watch
the
out.
two options. The two
Watch, right.
options are you're going to make my you're going to increase the value of my franchise so that when you take it from me and you come get it, you have to give me more for it.
Yeah, or keep an eye in how that those development projects are titled, who owns them long term outright, like what's the group that's put together, and watch to see whether that, you know, is not associated with the baseball team because he's worried that he's going to lose the baseball team, but he can hold on to the entire ecosystem and hold the baseball team hostage. So lots of good stuff to keep our eye on.
If they could bring Hooters back and bring back Mike Mussina to pitch every fifth day, and I don't know, what other dreams do we have here?
I mean, I like Jeff Ballard, but you know, I don't know if he works in today's baseball.
He's in
So
Montana right now. You can go take BP off him. Bill Cole is here. Bill Cole is with Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. He's up against the clock. I'm going to be at Pappas on Tuesday in Glen Burnie with Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Oriole Park at Camden Yards and MOs.